I am Fred Gemitter. I'm a citrus breeder and geneticist at the University of Florida, CREC, in Lake Alfred.
Second talk you gave for Jude Grocer, rootstocks. You said your goal with Jude is to provide viable, profitable rootstocks for the short term, but also seek home runs for the future. And I guess those home runs would be resistance, correct?
They would be rootstocks that potentially, yes, could make the scion part of the tree resistant. And that's a big stretch, but we have some, you know, promising results up until this point in time. And we think rootstocks are one piece of the solution to the HLB problem.
So where are we on that short-term tolerance issue and on the long-term resistance issue?
Short term, we're exploiting crosses that we made, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, and have selected winners from some trials and released those winners. And there's been nearly 500,000 trees propagated in the last 3 years of some of those winners from earlier efforts. That was work we did before HLB. And since HLB, we've been selecting rigorously for plants, rootstock plants, that seem to be able to tolerate the disease even when propagated with infected oranges. And so we've identified a fair number of winners from this gauntlet, and we're beginning to go out with massive trials to test some of these winners now. They were selected on an individual tree basis, but we need to have, you know, many, many trees of each rootstock planted in different locations and follow them for a few years and see how they do. So that's in place. That's moving. We're moving.
What are some you would mention that are tolerant or seem to be?
Well, several of the UFRs are proving to be quite tolerant, not just from our preliminary observations, but from some plantings that have gone out and follow-up observations from our original trials. Some of these didn't have seed trees available because the original source tree was removed during the canker eradication days. But the tissue culture companies have stepped in and are propagating those. So there are some others that growers could look at now that they haven't planted yet from the UFR series. Going forward, we haven't named any of these. They're just a bunch of long code numbers that tell us who was mom and who was dad. But those are moving ahead forward as well.
Your final thoughts about rootstocks?
Rootstocks, just like nutrition, just like science, if you can have a rootstock that's more tolerant of the disease, that can support the scion productivity longer, slow down the rate of decline from the disease, you combine that with more tolerant scions, and that's a whole other interview subject, and bring in new nutritional approaches, you know, we begin to put the pieces of the puzzle together. We're never going to be where we were before HLB. That's not going to happen in Florida. But we're learning, you know, a multi-pronged approach to be able to make this still a profitable enterprise.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.